Hi Sophie, how are you doing?
Good, thank you. Just broken from rehearsal, all busy there.
Yes, it's a bit hectic at the moment because we're getting into that scary last week when we're trying to run the play and everything's starting to come together.
No time to eat or drink, you just got
to
think.
No time to eat or drink.
All right, well, I'll keep this brief so you can go off and get some lunch afterwards.
Thank you.
You're going to be in Oxford for 5 whole nights.
Yes. Very exciting.
It is very exciting. And I guess a lot of people will know you from Doc Martin for playing Louisa. I just spoke to Rich, who does the Glide Home show, and he was like, he's given me all these lists of things to ask you, like, will Mrs. Tishel the pharmacist ever take off her neck brace? Will they go to London or will they stay in Cornwall?
Well, I'll tell you about the neck brace. She can't take off the neck brace because she tried once and her neck nearly fell off. I mean, her head nearly fell off her shoulders. So, no, the answer will be, I don't think she ever will.
Do you find kind of a whole load of affection coming your way for that role?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's one of those shows that people really love it and it's so lovely and gratifying that they do, because we love it too. It doesn't really feel like work,
yeah,
if you see what I mean. So it's difficult to complain about getting up in the morning and standing on a cliff on a beautiful Cornish hillside somewhere.
Gorgeous location.
You know, it's a really beautiful part of the world, and it's fantastic to spend the summers there. So I feel very lucky when I do that show. Yes.
And most recently, you've been working with an actual baby. None of this EastEnders in the 80s stuff where there was just a doll in a blanket.
A real live baby.
How is that?
Honestly, the real live. Well, there were eight babies.
Eight.
So trying to get to know them and all their names and all their mums was a bit of a challenge. But they were all of them gorgeous and incredibly amenable actors.
Oh, that's good. It's obviously start them young.
Because
it?
It's very good, you see. But if only this could be like this in real life.
Yeah.
You know, one cries, you just get rid of it and bring one in that's smiley. You need a sleeping one. See, we could just all do with, you know,
8 babies.
Lots of clothes of ourselves. Yes. That would make it much easier.
So for the next few nights, basically 24th to the 28th of January, the Oxford Playhouse, you're going to be Marlene. I try not to say Marlene because it makes me think of Only Fools. Tell us about Top Girls. I mean, it's such an intriguing premise. I thought I'd leave it to you to explain the idea of this play.
Well, really, this play was written at a fascinating time, 2 or 3 years after Thatcher came to power, and it addresses some amazingly controversial questions at the time, really, because what she's talking about is really feminism. I think, I mean, that's one of the main themes of the play, and she's asking questions which would have been hugely controversial at the time but are still relevant to today. And she's saying, you know, are we getting it right? We say we want it all, but can we really have it all without being exhausted and burnt out? So, you know, obviously we've got the Iron Ladies open this week, so everybody will be seeing that.
Yes.
30 years since the play was written. So it seems like absolutely the right time to be doing this.